Ian Hutchinson from Golf News Now joins us. Ian, how are you?
Good, Jason. Out here right now, it feels like Masters weather. There's a nice warm breeze blowing. It's about 16 degrees, so it definitely feels like Masters weather right now.
Yeah, well, I'm watching it on TV, and it looks great. But the course, is the course playing, hard as usual? Like, is it usually this difficult? We've only got, I think, 16, no, not even, maybe 14 guys under par so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's Augusta, and it's not surprising that there's that many, that are struggling out there. There's a lot of guys that are, there's so many rookies there this year. I think that's part of it, is that, a lot of guys that just aren't used to playing Augusta, and they're not used, they're seeing it for the first time, and there really is a big difference between seeing it on TV and actually seeing it. I know Graham DeLatte was there earlier this year, and he talked about that. Of course, when he was there, the weather wasn't too good. So, he didn't really get a real good chance to really, get all the nuances of Augusta that a lot of these guys have. You look at a guy like Fred Couples, who right now is in the top 10 and has played in so many Masters that, he's used to it. He's used to the way Augusta plays. And I think that really is a big part of it for guys coming in and seeing Augusta for the first time.
Well, and I think a great example is that is the Canadian contingent, Mike Weir, who obviously right now is in a tie for 30th at plus one, and he's one stroke out of being in the top 20. And then you've got Graham Dillette, who's clearly been a better golfer than Mike Weir for the last few years, and he's seven over. It's his first time at the Masters. I saw the there was a special on Mike Weir, and he just talked about how, man, at Augusta specifically, you feel better for him. He knows what's going on, and he knows the course. And so it's not necessarily about who's better. What do you find is the most challenging part of Augusta for guys who haven't seen it before?
Oh, I think definitely that back nine. I mean, starting with Amen Corner and just all the way, into the back. That's what I say, I actually picked Graham DeLatte to win the Masters this year. And it
Really?
Wasn't based on any kind of Canadian bias. I mean, he's just been playing that well. But the one thing that's going to hurt Graham, I think, if he does happen to make the weekend, to nail it down on Sunday on the back nine of Augusta, that's a pretty tall order. And I realize I was kind of probably, pushing my luck by picking Graham DeLatte, but it really is a tough thing. So definitely, Amen Corner, Race Creek comes into it, and just you've seen a lot of balls go into the water so far today, and you're going to see a lot more, before all is said and done. So I think that's definitely where it decides it.
Ian Hutchinson, a golf columnist from Golf News Now, joins us. Phil Mickelson yesterday said it feels awkward not having Tiger Woods. And those guys aren't chummy by any stretch, but they're great competitors. And not having him there, for a lot of people, isn't a good thing. When you look at it, is there that much luster lost by not having Woods at the Masters?
I think that's in people's imagination.
Okay.
I really do think. I mean, definitely Tiger's a loss. Let's face it. I mean, he's the number one player in golf. He's won championships. He's won majors. He's chasing Jack Nicklaus. I mean, let's face it. The guy is definitely a big loss to the Masters. But having said that, basically what we're looking at here, Jason, is we're getting a preview of the PGA Tour without Tiger Woods, and that day is going to come pretty close. In the near future. I mean, it may be 10 years away, but he's going to be retiring, in let's say 10 years. We put so much emphasis on Tiger Woods, especially at the majors, that he's kind of in a fishbowl the whole time. And whether he's leading, whether he's tied for 40th, he's in that fishbowl. And that's always, there's always a camera on him. There's always, reporters around him. There's always the media around him. So, he definitely causes a buzz at the majors. But I think if you look at people, that are coming in. You look at some of the winners on the PGA Tour this year. Jimmy Walker, Harris English, those kind of guys. These are up-and-coming guys. And, I mean, let's not forget people like Dustin Johnson and those kind of guys who've really kind of played in Tiger's shadow. So I think on definitely it's a loss for the Masters. But on the other hand, it's also a chance for us to get a look at these guys, these up-and-coming guys, that are one day going to be the only guys out there when Tiger's no longer playing.
And, you look at it, if let's, for argument's sake, say the champ from last year, Adam Scott, and Rory McIlroy are battling it out on Sunday for the green jacket. I think golf fans are going to be intrigued by that, regardless of Tiger's in it.
I think non-golf fans are going to be intrigued by that. You know, Adam Scott versus Rory McIlroy is just, you know, one of those things, you know, that you just live for if you're a golf fan. And, you know, the one thing that's always been said about Tiger is that he is an attraction for non-golf fans. You know, he is that, you know, that personality that stands out to them. You know, they know his record. They know, you know, how charismatic he is. They know his success over the years. You know, he's the one guy who attracts people in. But if you had a final, you know, you're coming down the stretch and you got Rory McIlroy against Adam Scott, I think that's a very attractive thing for even people who are just casual observers of golf.
Ian Hutchinson joins us. Ian, the weekend and the layout for Augusta, as you look at it historically, and you talked about the back nine and Amen Corner is definitely difficult, but will the pin placements be that much harder on the weekend than they are today?
Oh, yeah. You count on it. You know, that's really what's going to make the difference. And, I think what always gets people, too, is going to be those greens. You know, we always put so much emphasis on the long game at Augusta, and that definitely is a part of it. And, you know, that's really going to help. The long hitters are definitely favored at Augusta. But once you get up on those greens, the deal breaker could be the way they're playing, you know. And it's not only, you know, the pin placements, but it's also going to be the speed of the greens and the slope of them as well. So definitely that's going to be a deciding factor come Sunday.
I was watching last night Rory McIlroy on ESPN. You know, they were doing the science of the greens and how fast the greens are at Augusta. And, you know, they say maybe the toughest ones on tour, that at times it's like putting on glass. And then they actually had him putting on glass and showing the difference. And glass was significantly harder. But they talk about how these greens slide. Like, what do they do at the Masters? Why are the greens that much harder?
Well, you're going to have to talk to an agronomist on that one, because I'm not sure what they do. All I know is that they definitely, I mean, they've got those, you know, ways to dry out the greens and that type of thing. And they got ways of getting them so high on the stump that they're going to cause trouble. You know, for me to go into the actual agronomy of it, you know, that you're probably talking to the wrong guy.
Okay.
But, you know, but for the, you know, definitely I know it is there, and that's definitely going to be a factor come Sunday.
Well, it always has been for years, and it's just it's funny. And I know they were showing the highlights of putts that were going, and they literally, kind of like a car, when you're on ice and then you just start sliding out, it's going in a direction that you don't even expect it to go.
Well, you know, a few years ago I was down at Ping headquarters in Phoenix, and they had a putting surface there. It was almost like a marble table, as I recall. And I tried putting on that thing, and I could not. I mean, basically, you can only tap it, and you know, it's liable to roll by the hole. So, you know, it really is an art unto itself, and it's something that even recreational golfers will never get an idea of really what they're facing on those greens.
Well, it's going to be an interesting one. Now, you said you had DeLette at the start. Obviously, it looks like he's out of it. So, we'll give you a mulligan. Who do you like now?
Well, I wrote a blog yesterday, you know, saying, you know, as much as I took Graham DeLette, you know, we had so many people. I did kind of a poll that included Richard Zokel and Sandra Post, and you know, a lot of the well-known names from golf. And the one guy that did not make that list, and I wrote the blog about this yesterday, was Adam Scott. The defending champion did not make the list of about, you know, 15 to 20 people of you know, making their choices. So I think you got to keep an eye on the defending champion. I think Adam Scott is definitely a guy, you know, right now he's just one shot off the lead. You know, but if you look at the other bonus for Adam Scott is not only defending his championship, and that's a tough thing to do at Augusta. There's only three guys who have done it. But, you know, the other thing for him, too, is that he's up for world number one should he be able to, you know, to get a top three finish. So he's definitely, you know, got some incentive there to win besides winning at Augusta. You know, the other guys, too, are Henrik Stenson, Jason Day. You know, he's one of those guys, too, you know, that could be up for number one. So, you know, but I would look at definitely Adam Scott. But you know what? I'm not giving up on DeLette just yet. I think he could, you know, possibly bounce back from this. I mean, he's right now we're at seven over, but tomorrow if he comes back and, say, shoots a 65, who's to say? You know, so he may be in there come the weekend. You know, it's so tough to say at this point. But definitely look at Adam Scott as well.
Appreciate your time, Ian. Thanks.
Jason, anytime.